What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Basics Podcast. Today we're sitting down with a person that I've known of for a little while, but first trip together, Rinda Hamal, who's a kite girl from Los Roques, Venezuela. And we're kind of just wrapping up a week in Turks and Caicos with the Heli Kite Crew. So it's been a fun week. And now we're going to kind of just jump into a little bit of Rinda's story to find out a little bit more about who she is and how she ended up being this kite girl that we all know. So what's up?
Welcome. Hello, guys.
How are you doing? How has Turks and Caicos been?
Oh, it's been grateful. We have a few days when we arrive, a really good wind. Now it's a little low, just waiting for the storm to pass.
Yep.
But it's been great. Waters, great safaris, mangroves, animals, everything.
Yeah. How does it compare to home in Los Roques?
It is very similar from here. It's a lot of places where to explore inside the mangroves, the flat waters, the beach, bays. So it's very similar. I love it. Been loving it.
Yeah. Awesome. What's your favorite part of the Turks and Caicos trip so far? What was like the highlight?
Well,
because we've done quite a few.
We've done a lot of amazing things.
We've done pretty much everything there is to do in Turks. So,
I think definitely we do a downwinder, and in the downwinder we pass through such a many beautiful spots. And one of those was a labyrinth. That's how I say it.
Yeah, like the mangrove channels.
Yeah, super amazing. Yes.
Awesome.
Like the little turtles and the little sharks in there.
Yeah, so alive, because it's just so shallow and so protected.
Yes.
That there's nothing there except us cruising through.
Only us. Yeah. So private.
It's perfect. Cool. So I kind of want to like go into your backstory a little bit, you know, like dive a little bit deeper into, you know, where you're from and also how you got into kiting. How did that start?
I'm from Los Roques Archipelago, which is 80 miles north from the coast of Venezuela. It's a beautiful national park, very protected, very virgin. There is no buildings, no pavement, no cars. It's like a pretty unique place. I surf since I'm 10 years old. I love the ocean, love freediving. My mom, she's 25 years living in the archipelago. So I never really started kiting when I was little. 3 years ago, I started with a company called Play Los Roques, which they are my friends. They have like 10 years developing kite there in the archipelago. They build a really good thing now, and they teach me. Been learning with them, and it's been so great. Really good support, and now I'm completely into kite. It's the best thing.
Yeah,
I love it.
See? Fully hooked. It's so funny, because how long have you actually been kiting now? Like three years?
3 years, yes.
Yeah, because you can tell like the stoke is still fresh. Like as soon as there's like a little bit of wind, Vin is like, are we going, guys? Are we going? Let's go, you know? So it's super cool.
And also kiting in new places, right? That's one of the things that kites give you. Like, it's a gift. You go just go traveling, meeting these awesome places.
Yeah, definitely. It gives you a reason to go out and find like new spots and the freedom to explore. And so you've been kiting for 3 years. So when did it go from like you just learning to kite, like, you know, just for fun, trying it out, to being able to like start to travel and get some sponsors and stuff like that? How did that happen and when did that happen?
It went pretty fast. I just fell in love with the sport, like I told you. So it was easy for me to learn it and then to start developing. Then I got support from Core Kiteboarding. We started like very little with some kites alone. I'm completely full with the company, very happy with it.
Yeah?
Yes.
And how did the opportunity come about just from, you know, how did you guys get connected? Because you're on Little Los Roques. How did they find out about you?
It's complicated because, like I said, there is nothing in Los Roques. I guess Instagram, it's a little window to the world.
Yeah.
That's how we connect. And then we also have other riders in Los Roques from Core.
Mm.
So we all get to ride together and it's because of that.
Yeah, awesome. And then, like, how is actual life in Los Roques and Venezuela? Because, you know, from the outside, there's a lot of stuff, you know, going on. How is it for you when you're at home in Los Roques? And how is kiting affecting or helping like Los Roques and islands like that to kind of, you know?
Like you said, the country is going out through so many political troubles and so many craziness. But we are lucky because, like I said, we are 80 miles away from the mainland. So we are very protected. Like I said, there is very virgin, so it's not much going on there. It's very quiet, very secure, very safe for the tourism to go there to visit. And It's a little bubble from everything that is going on.
Yeah, so kind of.
The kite has been helping a lot, the archipelago. I think it's like a phoenix, because all of the regular tourism that is used to go before, like go to just chilling and relaxing, it passed. Now it's all adventure tourism. Yeah. Like only people that would really want to go there gets to meet this place. So I can say that kiteboarding, it's been great for the archipelago.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because even for me, myself, like, I'm not super into following news or anything like that, but obviously, you know, Venezuela, but I kind of learned of Los Rocos through you guys and like what you've been doing and putting out content like that. So like that definitely, I think, is helping just shine some light on, oh, there's this little magical place that's, you know, far enough away that you can still go and tap into and
we're lucky because
time.
These people that just arrived there, there's always very special persons, you know, that just want to.
Yeah, they really want it because it's a kind of, you know, they got to go for it to take that little adventure all the way out there.
What I can say is very secure. I wait for everybody there. Please come visit me. It's so beautiful.
And how hard is it actually to get there? So what is the process if someone was to come and like, okay, I'm coming to Los Rocos. What do I need to do?
Okay, so you need to take a plane to Maiquetía, which is the national airport with all the international flights arrives. And then from there, you have to take a smaller airplane, only like 12 people fit in this plane. And it's very complicated with the equipment, but you always figure it out. They have like special things for kiteboarders visiting. So you must go to Maiquetía and then take this other plane and then you are in paradise. It's 360 keys and sandbanks and mangroves.
360?
And yes, it's a lot.
So how many have you been to?
Every single one of them.
Damn. Amazing. Yes.
There are a few zones that are protected areas. That's where all the little sharks grow and the little turtles, which you can't visit as a tourist, but sometimes they do projects there to mark the sharks and so you can see, they have the levels of how they're growing.
Damn, crazy. If things ever change in Venezuela, Los Rocos is probably just going to get insane.
It's going to get insane. You know? But still, it's a very, very small island, right? Yeah. There are like 700 beds around all the posadas. So it's always going to be a very unique, special place, right? It's not going to be like one hotel here in Turks and Caicos might feed 200 people, you know? So it's always going to be small tourism.
Yeah. There's only
exclusive.
So much space. So yeah, there's only so many people going to be coming through. Cool. And then like, what are your like dream kite goals? Cause you know, you're 3 years into kiting, you're loving it. All this stuff's going to happen. You're getting to travel, you're getting to shoot awesome content. Like what is your dream goal within kiting?
Well, I guess my dream, it's already happening, like be able to do it all over around and to have it like it's not just a sport, it's a lifestyle, you know. I want to see my kids kiting, I want to see my whole family into it, and it's just such a good energy. I think my goals are, I'm developing a business in Los Roques, hope to see you there too. And it's to mix everything, to put it all together and to have it, like I said, it's a lifestyle. I just love it too much. I want it to be part of my life forever.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I think that's a similar dream to mine too, because kiting is such a crazy sport, you know. It allows you to get out in nature and allows you to meet cool people. And for me, coming from a, you know, not quite as small island as you, but coming from a small island in the Caribbean, gave me a chance to see a lot of the world and
using the elements, right? Only using the wind and the ocean, yes.
Yeah.
In Los Roques is very good because like these all of these protected areas that I talked to you about with the motors and with the gasoline, you make a really big impact, and with the speed that you're going through. With the kite, you don't have any impact really. Yeah. If you have the respect to don't get inside the mangroves or on top, like you are not doing anything. So it's just a great sport to like very respectful.
Yeah, it's the best way to get into like the most secluded nooks and crannies and like actually leave them untouched
when
you're finished. That's awesome. Cool. And then so what are your best and worst kite experiences? So 3 years in the game, have you had any like really bad kite mares or like really like what's been one of your most amazing sessions in the whole like 3 years of kiting?
Wow, it's hard because every time you go to the water, you always have like a different experience, right? Like since riding with big rainbows or in the storm or with the sunny days, like every time you just go, you have a different feeling. I think, I don't know, maybe kiting in Brazil with the 35 knots and a small 5 kites has been like very different from what I know, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Also, I don't know, foiling with the very light conditions where you really want the kite to fly and there's not enough.
Yeah.
It's like challenging.
Yeah, for sure. And have you had any like really bad nightmares, any super scary scenarios where...
I think I've been very lucky. I'm also very conservative.
Very smart. Yeah.
See, like if I don't see it, like if I see the clouds, we'll land on. I remember once I was kiting with a 9 because there were not much wind. And then this big cloud just came through and it were like 40 knots. Everybody have to release
quick
the
release,
kites.
Yeah.
So that's the most. But really, I've been lucky. Yeah. Not bad experience.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And it's cool because, yeah, these days, if you do ride smart and you pay attention to like the weather and stuff like that, you can actually kite for a very long time and be completely fine.
Yeah,
it's only when people don't know what they're doing.
I think the kite is a sport where you can take the risk you want.
Yeah. You can push yourself as far as you feel like you can go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. And like, who are some of your kite influences, you know, because you have a pretty unique riding style. Very smooth, a lot of like fun, kind of simple, but still kind of technical tricks. Where did that inspiration come from?
With my friends, I guess. The best thing to learn kite is to watch people around you doing it, to watch the videos. I feel inspired for so many women in kiteboarding too. So I guess also with the instructors in Play Los Roques, the school where I work, they all have the similar old style.
Yeah.
See, so I guess I feel inspired by them
and
by everybody around me. Every time you go traveling, that's one of the good things about this. Like you meet people like you, like Megan. So you always take the good things and everybody's giving you little tips.
Yeah.
So that's very nice.
For sure, for sure. And how many people actually kite at Play Los Roques? How many, like how big is the group?
Oh, it's a very small group.
Yeah.
Yes. We are like 6 instructors.
Okay, cool.
There are 3 that born and raised in Los Roques or 4 born and raised in Los Roques. And then there are a couple more that just come from other places like Adícora, which is a very other windy place in Venezuela, very similar to Brazil.
Mm.
And they just came to work there, fall in love with the archipelago. Mm. So they stay. You are the small islands. not
small
many people.
Island life, yeah. It's unique, man. I can't wait to... We got to come out and check it out for sure.
Please. I wait for you guys there.
But now we got to actually come and see it for ourselves. So
this is a very unique place. It's not many places in the world like this. I can't compare it maybe with the Xumas in the Bahamas or the Maldives. But still, this is very virgin. Like I said, there is no building, no cars, no big boats. It's very, very different from everything, you know.
Yeah, it's a dream, really, you know. And that's a funny thing, too, because for me, living in Antigua, it's, you know, a beautiful place for kiting.
For
very
sure.
Similar to what you have. Maybe not as pristine, not as untouched, but it's the dream. So for me, like, sometimes traveling to places, it can be a bit hard sometimes because it's like, this is cool. I want to go see it. But at the same time, like, kiting in a place where there's just not that many people.
Yes.
And it's beautiful, warm.
It's good
Caribbean
to travel
weather.
Because then you love home much more.
Yeah, it makes you appreciate it much more. That's true. If you stay in one place too long, you get island fever. Cool. And then I want to talk a little bit about Instagram because for you, like, I think Instagram has been a pretty big thing to like create some opportunities and...
Like I said, a little window to the world.
Yeah, allow you to basically share your paradise with everyone.
Yes.
So how did you like go about... Was that your plan? Did you want to like really get good at Instagram and
really
I really don't have a
formula. I just posting what I do every day, the places I meet, the people I meet, and it's just been growing very organic. I think it's been very simple. Yeah,
simple as that. Just putting out good, you know, regular content, and eventually
it's good to document the adventures every day.
Yeah,
and maybe people that it's on the city that it's bored and want to just have a little get out, they just went on to go to Instagram and then they can see these adventures. That I think that's the way that it's been growing
for sure. Yeah, document over create, because sometimes when people like want to start creating content, they get stuck on like the ideas, they get stuck on creating stuff, and like really you just need to like get good at documenting and then get better at like putting it out, you know, regularly.
Just live your life to the best and then try to document
take a few photos. Cool. That's kind of most of the stuff I want to touch on. I think, is there anything you want to talk about? I think we're on Instagram Live as well. Are there any questions there, Baba?
Not too many questions.
Just
got people saying hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Cool. Yeah.
They want to be here too, so.
Cool. So yeah, I mean, is there anything else you want to touch on? Anything you want to know about me or Megan?
I've been asking so much to these guys. I have so much to learn. What I can say that I already say it is, well, maybe the news makes it the archipelago looks like a very dangerous and a very hard place to go visit. And it's not really, it's not so complicated. It's just a little island in the Caribbean. And We wait for everybody there. We can help with everything you need to travel, and it's secure, it's safe. Like I said, it's nothing there. You're gonna be in complete paradise. So don't worry about it. Leave it in my hands. Or Ellie hands. They know how they do it.
Awesome. And yeah, like, so just to kind of wrap things up. So if people do want to reach out to you and find out more about what you're doing, more about Los Rockers, where should they do that? On Instagram?
Yeah, they do it on Instagram. That's the best place.
And what's your Instagram handle? At
Vrin Hamal. Vrinhamal.
Perfect. Cool. Well, thanks for sitting down and having a chit chat. It's cool to learn a little bit more. I hope we get to like hang out again sometime soon. I think Megan definitely enjoys having another kite girl around.
Like I said, I'm waiting for you guys there.
Yeah.
And I hope visit Antigua too.
Yeah, exactly. We can trade islands every now and again. Cool. Awesome. Thanks, girl. You. All right, guys, so that sums up today's episode of the podcast. Definitely check out Vrinda on Instagram if you want to find out more about who she is, what she's up to. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, and pretty much everywhere that podcast exists. Wherever you listen to it, The Basic Podcast exists. And yeah, would really appreciate the support. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it around. There's a few more cool episodes hidden in the archives. And that's pretty much it, guys. Big thanks for tuning in. And I'll see you guys in the next episode of The Basics Podcast. Peace, love, and big ups.